Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. It's my pleasure to be joined by Bexter.
Hello.
Bexter is a predominantly men's, though moving maybe towards helping women as well, lifestyle and dating expert and coach.
Yep.
And today we're going to be talking to you about, and I think you're going to be interested to hear this, the question of if a man is a dating coach, or if a man, you know that the guy you've seen has had quite a, let's say, colourful history with members of the opposite sex, does that make him more or less trustworthy? Or how can you tell if he's being for real with you or not? And I think this is actually one of the big things that women have a huge issue with.
Massive
issue, because I think for women, when they're approaching dating, and I think this is part of how women have been conditioned to experience dating, they think that they're like, their job is, how do I find out if he's a good guy or a bad guy?
And that already they're on the wrong foot.
Right. Exactly. Right. Okay.
Already you suspect.
Yes. And suspicion is a bad energy to enter into a relationship.
The green-eyed monster.
I've got green eyes, haven't
I? I didn't mean it about you, darling. So, no, seriously, the green eye, you've heard the phrase.
Yeah, of course.
And it is, it's like
jealousy.
It is a monster that appears, and as soon as a man feels that, it already feels guilty, even though he's not guilty.
Right.
It's like, oh.
And you know what? Oh, here's where it gets really dangerous as well. Relationships are more likely to succeed if you think, obviously, highly and positively of your partner. So if you start to think, are they doing something? Are they up to something? Which I get how you get there, because if you've had someone, you know, mess you around in the past, that does, it hurts, it sucks, right? And it does, it's painful.
And I'm sure men and women have all felt that.
Right, they have, definitely. And then, but when you approach a new relationship, and immediately this person, as you said, senses that they distrust you and there's suspicion around them, guess what? If they feel like it's a foregone conclusion anyway, that they're a liar or that they're a cheat, then what do they? What do they feel compelled to do, or what they might?
Well,
they,
no, you feel like the man sort of acts on what you're accusing him.
Yeah, because he doesn't feel your approval from the woman. He feels like, well, she doesn't like me anyway. She already thinks I'm terrible, though I'm trying really hard. And then when people, and I think everybody nearly faces scenarios where they could experience infidelity or they could cheat. And if he's in that framework of the relationship is negative, you're not enjoying each other's company, he feels accused, then things are going to stack up to actually push him in exactly the wrong direction. Whilst if you go to, if someone feels that they, you really trust them, then it creates a completely different dynamic.
Totally. Well, I think of it like Judge Dredd.
Okay.
The jury, the executioner, and the judge, you know. You get sentenced before you've even done anything.
Right.
And from that, you're put in a cage where you're like, well, if I'm getting blamed for it anyway,
yeah,
I might as well just go out and flirt and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah.
Because you're getting blamed for it.
And also, I think that feeling of like, you know, you want to rebel against the parameters that you feel are being put around you. And that's not helpful to anyone. I also think another like mindset, which kind of screws you up from the start when you're a woman and coming to dating, is going, and this is something, it's not your fault, it's literally, and this drives me absolutely insane, it's because lots of dating advice for women is so like crude and wrong and stupid that it creates all these misunderstandings. So one of them is that there's good guys and bad guys and you have to choose the good guy. And I'm like, what is this? I was like, people are not good or bad. They're not like pure or evil, you know, like
it's not Lord of the Rings.
No, it's not Lord of the Rings. It is
Lord
of the Rings.
Are you a hobbit or an elf? I only want a goblin. That's
yeah, a goblin. One of those bad ones. I only want an elf. No, the thing is, it's like people are really complicated, right? And obviously no one's perfect and everybody has flaws or parts of their character that are stronger or better. And that's the wrong... So to think good person, bad person, is like the most... It's like trying to approach the world like you're 5 years old and you're in a fairy tale.
Well, you're down the route of judging someone straight away.
Right.
Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? So now you're on the judging thing again, which is at the start we just said, don't judge.
Don't judge. Yeah. You've got to be accepting and open towards it. So have you, out of interest... experience much judgment yourself from if you've been dating women because you've got like obviously you've for the women that you're listening that don't know much about Bexter or the Bexter lifestyle, it'd be fair to say that you were sort of involved in the pickup artist industry and then men teaching other men how to pick up, seduce, date women, and then you evolved out of that.
It was never that crude to begin with, to be honest. It was just something, you know, helping men have a foothold in life and how to talk to people. And the result of that is you do find, you know, sexual partners.
Right.
And so it wasn't like, I wasn't coming out as like, right, lads, we're getting laid tonight.
It was okay, not, hang on.
I hate terms like that.
Yeah, even, I know, I could tell.
Like, I hate the word pulling and...
yeah, I could tell, you're like... Ugh.
Yeah,
I...
And so
and you have a good relationship with your mum, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you love your mum. So with that, but I would imagine that because, you know, you're confident, you're charming, you've had, probably had lots of sexual experiences with women. If you're a woman that's meeting you, you're probably going to think, or a big negative that could hold is that this guy is just going to run around and do what he wants.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's assumed.
And how do you feel as the guy when you're in that position? You've been, and the woman is assuming that you're just like a bad person.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of that out of my system, so it's like, you know, it's flushed out. And I think men do go through a period,
and women,
that they just have to get out of their system. And I find that if they didn't do that at a young age, they try and do it at a later age.
Right. I'm supportive of this idea as well. I think that, because if there's a thing that I find is if people are like, there's something that's kind of unknown, like, oh, I never experienced that, you know, or did I really lead that part of my life fully and completely? Mm. What I think happens is that small bit of self-doubt, which is like, have I really experienced and done this properly? Have I chosen the right person?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a nightmare, isn't it, in the modern age, where they said that, where it basically implies, again, there's this infinite amount of people you can choose between. Have I chosen the right person? I think that doubt over a process of years can really, really grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And then people then have to go off and like find themselves or explore dating. And really, I think if you feel like you've, you know...
Find their sexuality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I think if you feel like you've done that, then it's just like there's no more roads left.
Yeah, you just travel. Got it out. Just got it out there. Flushed out your system.
So if a woman was challenging you and saying, you know, are you... You know, when it comes to stuff as well, like commitment... How do you address that with the women that you're...
So how would they put it to me?
Me, yeah.
Yeah. They, I mean,
how would they ask if they're seeing, you are seeing other people?
You've seen all these people before, so obviously you want to carry on that route. And it's like, not really, because I've done that route.
Right.
You know, I'm taking a new route in life.
And I also want to point out that actually that is, if you're listening to this, that wouldn't be how I would advise you to communicate something like commitment. You know, like you've... seeing all these people, so you must want to get immediately.
Yeah, it's attacking.
It is. It's very accusational. And again, if you speak, and it's the second person saying you, because immediately we're just addressing everything and we're sort of picking you apart. And that to the other person is going to feel very confrontational. Yeah. And again, wrong dynamic. If I'm advising people to talk about commitment, I always get them to say I.
Yeah.
This is what I want. This is what I expect. And then it creates a dialogue to see if your expectations are in line.
I agree. But
have you ever had women? Have you ever had women say that's a routine or that's something you've learned and you're doing your magic tricks on me?
And I'll say, oh, thank you. I'll write that one down for later. Yeah, I'll make a joke out of it. But it's like what we were talking about earlier. People say that, oh, you're being manipulative because of our job, you know. And it's like, no, what what I'm doing is natural, but I'll think, oh, I can teach that to men or women at another period in time because it, you know, it made things fluid, it made things nice, it, you know, it
and
works.
And you backwards rationalise, yeah, you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you do that. So if a woman is, say she started to date this guy and he's had, let's say, a reputation in the past, he's got a reputation, how would you advise her to handle a guy who is, you know, he's confident with women. Yeah, he's had a lot of girlfriends and sexual experiences in the past. He's not particularly, he's not closed about that. He's pretty open about it. How would you suggest that she moves to a space of trusting him? How can she address things like commitment in the get-go so she knows where she stands? And how do you proceed with the guy who's like a bit more challenging and a bit more of an unknown quantity?
Well, I find, and it goes, it works both ways. The more open you are, the more it's fluid, because it's like, well, I trust you, so I'm giving you that gift of trust. So and like both ways.
I love that. I say I was like, tear came to my eye, because I think trust is a gift.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know everything when you start the process. You just don't know. You don't know. It's impossible, and it's silly to think that you can make a judgment call that's so exact that you account for all the many permutations of how life is going to go out. So in the beginning, love's sister is risk. It really is. You have to go, I trust you. I give you that trust. I hope I made the right judgment call here. Enjoy it. And then that also creates the right reciprocation in the relationship, right? Where you're automatically moving each other to a space of trust and value and care, which again is the right climate for the right relationship to blossom.
Yeah, if one shows a lot of trust and they open up and they give so much information about everything, so it's not, you're an open book, the other person feels that they have the freedom to do that as well.
Right.
But it's, I find that, and I think it's both ways, but I find that because I teach men a little bit more than women, I find they, when women sort of start being closed and attacking the man will close up even more.
Mm-hmm.
And even little things that wouldn't harm the woman by him telling her, he thinks, I might hide that because just in case it starts an argument.
Right.
Or just in case it makes her not trust me even more.
Right. And
so
then
he'll hide
you get
silly things that are just stupid.
But yeah, and then that's what creates, and then that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because she's like, well, no, you see, you'd lied. And it's because he's literally thinking like, but if I said that, and I knew I was going to be like crucified, so I just didn't say because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. So I was trying to be sensitive. And then it becomes, it again, you've got this real negativity that starts to build up.
Yeah.
And that's how people actually keep secrets and keep their lives apart.
And then secrets start.
Yeah. And in intimacy, I think in having a really good and beautiful relationship is about having, feeling comfortable to be open with a person and feeling like you're going to be accepted.
Well, I'll give you a scenario. So a guy goes for a drink after work with a colleague, just, you know, to talk about work.
Right.
And yeah, they have a drink. It's all normal, but the guy's like, I will not tell my girlfriend this just in case she gets the wrong idea. And there you go, it started. But if he goes and tells her, and I had a drink with a girl from work called Susan, you know, your work has come along any other time,
yeah,
you meet me from work, and she's like, oh yeah, cool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store.
And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And then he would have realized, if he didn't keep that secret, that, oh, there was nothing to worry about. And because he was so open with her, she's going to be more open with him. Because I think girls say all the time, oh yeah, I'm meeting a friend, Sam from work, because I don't swear to use your name, and Sam from work, and yeah, it's all cool. But men hide it because they think, oh, if there's any sort of contact with any woman, my girlfriend's going to suspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that it's important that we acknowledge that there's all different kinds of relationships that you can have with people, right? Like, not all relationships are meant to be sexy dating ones. Mm. Like, lots of them, or most of them, are meant to be platonic or enjoyed on a completely different level.
And I think men and women should have male and female friends.
Yeah, otherwise, I think it's much
healthier. Really weird that
yeah.
if the girl makes him only have male friends, that's bad. And if the guy makes her only have female friends, that's bad.
Right.
So it's just like, come on.
Okay. So how would you advise if a woman, you know, she knows that this guy has had, you know, lots of partners in the past. How would you advise her to approach something like commitment or working out whether he's committed to her or not? And that's a bit of a leading question, by the way. And yeah. I'm going to say why, because this is going to expose some bad dating advice. Working out whether he's going to be open to commitment or not. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes with him about his
because then you're on that
style.
Route again, aren't you?
Yeah, you're in like inspecting and going for, and that's honestly how lots of women/people approach dating. They go, well, I'm not sure what this person is about, so I'm going to read and interpret all the signs and try and put it all together. And I'm like, just ask them or just say what you want. Like, get it out there in the open, you know, pick a position and go for it. And that's so much healthier and less neurotic and less anxiety inducing, I find, than just trying to kind of work out and second guess. I think sometimes it's good to accept what somebody's saying to you and just go, you know what, I don't know them that well. Maybe I don't know if they're being deceitful or not, but I'm just going to take what they say, and because I actually have a trusting relationship with them, I'm going to accept it.
I think for the first month, don't Google each other.
Oh man, I hate Google. Damn you, Google. That's what I have to say. Imagine Googling, oh, you have the same, right? We're like the worst people to get, and I'm like, oh God, and there's all this stuff on there. Don't ever, if you go into dating, you have loads of stuff written about you, it's not true. I've had like, where do I even begin? Tabloid stories written about me, which is just completely made up, utterly like, and then I get the tiniest press apology. I had photos fished out from like when I was like 10 years ago when I used to do like fitness modeling, and I looked looked completely different and in much better shape, but I'm all like in a bikini, and they'll slap that on an article, and I'm like, well, that doesn't even look like what I'm like now. And then you have all of like your content that you produced maybe like 10 years ago giving advice, and obviously the advice you give when you're like 20 is a bit different to the advice that you give when you're like 30, and then your whole freaking,
we've evolved,
our dating life is just there ready to be found on the internet, and it's the worst.
It's terrible. You can't take that as gospel.
You can't. What do you tell people then when it comes to when you meet a woman?
It's all PR at the moment. But no, it's not even that. It's just that was the route that was happening at that time, or it was the way that the interviewer was questioning you.
Right. You know, and you probably weren't aware.
They were trying to put you in a box. You know?
Right.
Like, so it's just like that. I think you know tabloids, they're very attacking and they'll just edit how they want.
Right.
So, and the same for documentaries.
Right.
They just put what they want. They'll never put the good stuff. So you're like, yeah, I argued a great case.
I know.
And they don't even show that bit. They just show you like,
I know, you know, like the documentary I did, like I'm very, very good friends with a guy called Sasha, or Sasha, he teaches men as well. Really good friends, you know, we've never gone there, not to put it too, but in the way that the documentary was filmed, it made it look like we'd had this like wild, like love affair. And I'm like, no, we are mates. Like, you know, he's like my brother, he's married. Like, you know, what more can I say? Yeah. But people will obviously pick a really salacious angle. And I think I actually always chose to be kind of quite open about things because I thought it was important that we stopped judging people on these criteria. And Google is the worst stuff because you know what you do? You Google someone and then you come to a conclusion about what they're like that you've got from the internet. Mm. It's like reading the Daily Mail and saying, oh, that's obviously, or Fox News, like, that's how things are.
Well, it's like someone's whispered, Chinese whispers in their ear.
Yeah.
They've gone, this is what this person's... And then now it's tainted. So don't Google for the first month.
Don't Google. I'm a
see
big
what
fan.
They're like for real.
Yeah, in real life and how they're treating you, how they're behaving towards you. And trust your instincts.
Yeah,
you know, I bang on about this a
that's
lot.
That's a big one, yeah.
Because I think as well for women particularly, they've been told, you know, what? And this again, this upsets me, is like rather than go with what they intuitively feel about something, they will go, oh my God, I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Is he a player or not? They'll Google it. They'll literally read some like dating advice blog that was probably just written because like it was keyword heavy, you know, SEO friendly by someone who has no clue about dating or relationships. And then they'll listen to that and they'll disregard what their heart is telling them.
Big time. But I use that as a filter tool.
Yeah.
So if they do come back to me all negative and like, well, you're this, that, the other, I'll go, you're obviously not open-minded enough for me, or you're not intelligent enough to know that what the, you know, the saying is never believe the papers, you know?
Yeah.
Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, and you'll be all right. Yeah, so trust your instinct.
Trust your instincts. Trust your instinct. Your instincts are better, you know?
You'll just feel it. You'll be like, oh, something's up here. But if you're not feeling anything, don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think so. You know, and I think that's part of the thing about love, dare we say it, is it's like, it would ruin the magic of everything, right?
Yeah.
If you're going into it, and I think, again, really a female issue, and I get, like, you know, when you're younger, you might not make such great decisions about the people you spend your time with because you're not as savvy. And so you pick people that aren't ready for commitment. And they've probably, if you were true to yourself, your instinct told you this from the beginning, that they weren't particularly great. You don't have the maturity to form good relationships with people. You've been told that there's all these, that by the media, that men are constantly out to get you and men aren't up for commitment and there's no good men. And so you approach dating and love with like the most negative of men. And, you know, I'm sure from all your interactions with teaching guys as well, you can say actually that, you know, it's not like you're the evil sex, are you? Like men are like, there's loads of good guys, loads of moral guys, loads of guys that are up for relationships, loads of guys that aren't up for relationships, but they're open about it.
Yeah.
And you know where you stand with them, which is also completely fine. And it's not that it's like one, we should really try and escape, I think, the concept that it's one sex, like women, having to somehow trap
it's not
or convince. No, it's not a battle.
Yeah. And if as soon as you think it's a battle, you've lost.
Right.
You know, you're meant to work together as a team.
Team building.
But I find as well that... if they haven't heard about me, what I'll do is eventually I've got to say what my profession is.
Right.
So if I haven't done that from the beginning, because just sometimes you don't want them to go on Google straight
away.
Right,
and you're just thinking, I'm being sensitive, so I'm pacing the information and building trust.
Know me first, then
we'll
go into that.
Yeah.
I will say, hey, do you want to have a laugh? Look at me. Because I think I look silly on camera. I don't like watching myself on camera. I don't like, you know, it's because, you know, you judge yourself quite a lot.
Yeah.
And... oh, so I'm going, let's have a laugh at me. Right, look at this. And then I'll stick a few YouTubes on and we'll have a laugh at me together and I'll make fun of myself and it eases them into what I do anyway. Because they already know who I am and I'm make fun of myself. I always make fun of myself anyway.
Right.
And it's just a nicer way of doing it.
I think doing stuff
instead
together.
Instead of like, look how serious I am. Look how serious this is. You know, take this seriously.
I think that's the right way to approach stuff is do it together, explore together and get to know someone, you know, gradually.
Mm.
You know, that's the best thing for the women that are listening to this. If you want to make a good decision about someone and you're not sure about them, just give it some time and go slowly. I'm not saying that you have to be like, this is my nan on the phone to me earlier. So she's like, don't have sex with him. And I'm like, oh dear. You know, she's giving me the whole like that treatment. It doesn't mean that you don't have to sexually explore stuff with someone. But I think as you're approaching a relationship, the benefit to going slowly is it gives you a much better opportunity to really understand a person. Because people are quite complicated and they take time to know a lot of the time. So if you want to make a good judgment about whether someone is appropriate for you or in the right space to have the kind of relationship that you want, just slow the dating process down a bit. You know, do quality activities together.
Yeah.
You know, go for a nice walk, speak to them on the phone. Hang out with their friends. And then you know what? The information that you'll
That's a good one. Hang out with their friends.
Yeah, and do they have good quality friends?
Yeah.
And are they open to letting you meet their friends? You know, that
there you go.
That's sort of simple, but really effective and much more effective than Google.
Yeah, I try and get my friends over at least a second or third date.
Yeah?
Yeah. Come over. Hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a nice way of actually moving the relationship a slightly bit, you know, slightly more forward.
Yes, I think that's something also that women look out for, right? Mm. Is am I meeting his friends and his family? How serious is he about me? Again, wrong paradigm, wrong way of looking at it.
Yeah,
but it's nice.
It's not like a rule or anything. Don't take it as gospel. But it's just a nice thing to do.
Yeah. I agree. I like his. I think we're quite in line, actually, on our women's dating advice, aren't we? We'll have to do something. So in the future, as you might know, if you're based in London, I am doing a women's dating event, and it's on May 17th, 2016, in case you watch this video way in the future. And if you want to find out about that, if you go to hayleyquinn.com/women/club, C-L-U-B, you can find there's a free 7-day access pass to my online community for women, because I know if you're a single woman that's out there, and you can apply, by the way, no matter where you live in the world, that having a community of other women around you who are on the same wavelength, on the same path and journey, and who are approaching it in a way that's supportive and helping actually to unpick all of these negative, horrible ideas that you get around women and dating, that will help you out. Now, if they want to find out more about your stuff or what you do, because I know you work with women sometimes as well, so where can they find you?
TheBexterLifestyle.com.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. And I think we'll probably do some stuff together in the future as well. Definitely. You know, we'll help you out together. Cow.
Awesome. Knock them walls down.
Yeah, not those. Break the barriers there between men and women. So also, this podcast, you're probably watching this on YouTube, but my podcast, Love HQ, is on iTunes. If you've liked it, as you can see, we speak quite candidly and actually try and approach things the right way, because I find that most dating advice is probably screwing you up. So if you're hitting a brick wall with it, you find that all dating advice is misleading you, you're confused, you're always having the same results with people, please, please, please get in touch. Subscribe, comment, share it with a female friend that's in need. And I'll be back again next week with another Love HQ episode.
Yeah, help a friend out. Share it.
Help a friend. Yay! See you guys.
I think that was pretty awesome as well.
It was awesome. I love it that you've also had the experience. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.